This is Magic Drive Time, your daily dose of Orlando Magic basketball.
Drops it off to Vooch, he'll dunk it down. Daddy Vooch!
Magic Drive Time is presented by International Diamond Center, your local diamond experts since 1981.
Throws up ahead to Isaac, and look at the tomahawk from the Seminole. Oh, Chief Osceola smiling somewhere.
Now here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
And welcome to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. I am Dante Marcatelli. Our producer is Jake Chapman. And in about 30 seconds or so, we're going to catch up with Josh Robbins from The Athletic. Does a terrific job covering the Orlando Magic. I always get excited. Look forward to our little fireside chat. So we'll have some fun with that. The Magic played yesterday. They unfortunately fall to the Philadelphia 76ers and now are 3-2 in the preseason. Next up will be October 17th, the preseason finale, and they will host the Miami Heat. So we'll be ready for that. They fall last night 126-94 to Philadelphia. Markelle Fultz going against his former team and again close out the preseason with the game against the Miami Heat on Thursday. So let's break it down. Last night's game, the preseason, we're five games in, training camp. Get a little preview for the Orlando Magic season. And for that, we bring in Josh Robbins. Again, a terrific job. You can follow all of his work on theathletic.com. Get the Athletic app like I do, and I'm able to follow all of his stories. I always look forward to catching up with you, Josh. How are you?
I always look forward to catching up with you.
All right. Well, listen, let's get this thing started. I think fans are always intrigued kind of by your schedule and the great lengths that you go to get to all these games and provide the coverage that you provide, Josh. I think it's astounding on a back-to-back. You might have had to come from Chicago to Boston or kind of your travel. Are you ready for the rigors of another difficult travel schedule?
Yes, I have a cold now. which I picked up on that first trip to San Antonio and Detroit. So maybe I think I'm ready, but maybe in reality I'm not. Thank you to anyone listening who actually cares.
No, they do. So, Josh, we take it for granted. We all travel with the team and we're there pretty quickly, but yours is quite different. Yours is quite different in how you get there and what you do to provide the coverage you provide.
Yes, I'm a hero.
that's kind of what I'm alluding to. And not all heroes wear capes, you know.
Well, certainly correct. And I certainly use this difference between the way I go through a season and the way you go through a season for comedic import. Maybe to drop a guilt trip on you, for example, time to time. All in good fun, though, and the flying commercial, staying in normal hotels, the whole thing really is a joy.
It is.
There's not one element of my job that I dislike. So it's a privilege to work for the company I work for and to do the job that I do. So in all seriousness. I have no complaints at all. I'm a very fortunate person.
Well, you work hard.
It's cold. I'm so sick.
Well, the good thing is with the travel, that should only last about 7 weeks. That cold.
That's right.
So you should get over that pretty quickly. And then it's pollen season, and then we get to get excited about that. All right. Speaking with Josh Robbins from The Athletic, and Josh, we all read the quote and heard the comments from Magic head coach Steve Clifford yesterday. The Magic are 3-2 here after five preseason games. You didn't have your top three guys in Nick Vucevic and Evan Fournier and Terrence Ross. Didn't seem to matter to head coach Steve Clifford yesterday, did it?
No, it didn't. He always uses the phrase purpose of play. And what does that mean? It means to him that each person on the team playing in a way that in a way that helps the team, and also the team itself needs to play in a way that is most conducive to winning. And both for the most part individually, certainly team wide, he felt like his club lacked that. Defensively, no focus. Offensively, poorly organized. Not enough ball movement. He was genuinely displeased with the quality of play. I wouldn't say necessarily the effort. You could hustle as much as possible, but not have purpose of play. So I wouldn't say he was criticizing the effort, but he was criticizing the way the team approached the game. It wasn't something that would lead itself to winning. Let's put it like that.
No, and he's right. They just didn't have it from the get-go. And, it's interesting. We know about the offense with Nick Vucevic and Evan Fournier and Terrence Ross, but you allow 126 points. And if there's one thing we know about head coach Steve Clifford, he's going to analyze that defensive end of the floor. And we didn't see that. And we've talked about it a lot on this show. I don't know that Nick Vucevic, we know about the all-star that he is and offensively what he brings to the team, but I think he's much better defensively than people give him credit for. And we've seen now two games where Boston and Philadelphia had no problem scoring, and I think he's a part of that as well, Josh.
Well, I think so. I don't think he knows where to go. He knows what he does, what he's supposed to do. He follows his assignment. That's not to say Mo Bamba doesn't, or that Mo was the cause of the 126 points. I don't think so. I just think, to a man almost, they fouled. They didn't keep players in front of them. They didn't get back on defense in transition quickly enough or pick up their man with enough attention to detail. But a lot of fans think Vucevic is this major defensive weight on the team. I think that's overblown.
I agree.
And having him on the court, let's just say offensively, minimizes the number of their bad possessions, which in turn minimizes the number of easy points for the opponent. It's all interconnected. You know how it goes. And not having him on the court, not having Terrence Ross there to lead that bench, not having Fournier to space the floor, it really adds up in a very quick hurry.
Speaking with Josh Robbins from The Athletic, you can follow him on theathletic.com or get the Athletic app. Josh, give us your sample of where this Magic team is after five games. We don't play again until Thursday. It'll be the preseason finale. You've done this long enough to know it's a tough position for head coach Steve Clifford because he's trying to get the most out of these guys. But I got to think some of the veterans in the back of their mind, they're ready for this thing to start for real. I got to think they're ready for the regular season. So where do you think this team is at through five preseason games?
I think they're somewhere right in the middle of where they need to be. They're not as sharp as one would like to see, but I don't think that they're in desperate trouble either. A team is going to have one or two stinkers in the preseason. And even if it blew out everybody by 20 plus points per game in all six of its preseason games, doesn't mean that they're going to go into the season and win 50 plus games. So I do think the struggles the last two games do show what potentially could happen in the season. If this team is not as sharp as it can be offensively, there will be nights where they struggle to score. And by sharp, I don't mean missing shots or making shots. I mean moving the ball and doing what it needs to do to get in position to create good shot opportunities. Certainly, if the team is missing Vucevic or Terrence Ross or DJ Augustine for an extended period of time, I think the team is in trouble.
Right.
But I don't think that just because they've had two stinkers in a row means that the team is going to struggle during the regular season.
No, not at all. And Josh, we know about this team. We know about the core. We know about the nucleus. We don't know how the season will play out, but you kind of have a feeling you know what to expect out of the returning players. Your thoughts on Markelle Fultz, kind of what you've seen with him really on the floor and off the floor. I thought it's always telling to me when a guy's former team comes to town and they speak so glowingly of a person. There was genuine, everybody was genuine. Speaking of Markelle, they're genuinely rooting for this kid to succeed. Didn't work in Philadelphia. Seems like it has a great chance to work here.
True. And I dissected the way he played in an article that's now on The Athletic. And one of the things that I noticed certainly was that in the pregame, that people came up to him, people from the Sixers traveling party came up to him, gave him big hugs, big smiles. Look, the Sixers are a great team, but they're not a great group of actors. They're not They're not Academy Award winners. I don't think you can fake that. You can't fake liking someone. And so from what I see, their fondness for him and respect for him as a human being is certainly genuine. And I think he feels that way about them too. That smile you cannot contrive that he has when he sees his friends. So yes, 100% right. The Sixers players are people in the traveling party there are rooting for him. There's no question.
And Josh, if the Magic run into a roadblock this year, what could be some of their biggest challenges this year? We think they're pretty deep. We know they won 42 games last year, expecting an uptick this year. If they run into struggles, it would be because of what?
Well, an injury to the people who I would say are their quote-unquote big three, Booch, DJ, Augustine, and Terrence Ross.
Yep.
Let me know if you would like some more detail there, but I think they do have a thin margin for error, not as thin as last year, given that the team has got better depth and more experience, but lose Vooch or DJ or Terrence for a period of time, and that would start to stretch them thin. That would be my biggest concern if I were to pinpoint things. And then still, do they have enough shooting? I think that's a legit question to ask, and they got better as the year went on last season. Can they keep it up? Unclear.
In your opinion, what kind of year does a guy like Aaron Gordon need to have? What's next for him in the development of his game, and what kind of a jump do you think he can make this year?
I think he can become a better – I think he's a good defender now. I think he has room to improve. He's still very versatile on that end. Offensively is the area where I think he can make the biggest jump like he did last year. I think if he can continue to eliminate the ill-advised shots, which, again, he did very good. He improved a great deal last year. Set teammates up with better passes, again, like he did last year. And then, like he did in the first several preseason games, take advantage of mismatches where he might be defended by larger, not as fleet-footed players. If he can do that, I think he can make some strides. And I believe he finished last year at about 34.8% from three. If he can tick that up 2 percentage points, then he's really in business. And, you know, a 30, 36 or above from three would be progress. He's still only 24 years old. That's a good number and something he could build on in future seasons. 36%+ from three, I think, would be welcome.
Yeah, legit 3-and-D guy. Maybe get up to close to a 20-point scorer. Josh, this is always fun. Can we get lunch before we get to the Loon in Minnesota, in Minneapolis? Can we get together and not just get together once a year? Can we do that?
I never knew you wanted to do that. So it's music to my ears, pal. And just say when and where, and I'll show up.
All right. Well, keep up the great work. I appreciate the time today, and we look forward to getting after it. I'm ready for these things to count for real, and we'll be traveling together here soon, my friend.
Got a big smile on my face.
All right.
Thank you.
You got it, Josh. Thanks so much. Josh Robbins does a terrific job. You can follow him at theathletic.com and make sure you find his work. Download the app. I encourage you to subscribe to that publication. There's some great information on there, and you certainly will enjoy it. We're just getting started here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Tip-off presented by Advent Health is right around the corner. You don't want to miss opening night. Join us at Amway Center on Wednesday, October 23rd, as the Magic take on the Cleveland Cavaliers. Visit OrlandoMagic.com for tickets to experience Magic above all. We will continue on with Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, in just a moment here on 96.9 The Game.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
This is Jonathan Isaac from the Orlando Magic, celebrating big wins and the work that gets you there. For those who use disappointments, turning them into opportunities to learn, to grow, and to thrive. For those who rise every day with the sole purpose of improving on who they were yesterday. The experts at Advent Health support you for proving we all have the power to rise to any challenge. Advent Health. Feel whole.
Hey Magic fans, when the Magic win, you win with Papa John's Pizza. The day after a Magic win, get 50% off regular menu price online orders at papajohns.com when you use the promo code MAGICWIN. That's right, celebrate a Magic win the next day with 50% off online orders at Papa John's. And don't miss a shot. Track your order live with Papa Track. Papa John's, official pizza of the Orlando Magic. Offer good online only, not valid with any other discounts, delivery fee and taxes extra, and not subject to discount offer.
I'm Robert Palmer, president of RP Funding. With home values at an all-time high, smart homeowners are using RP Funding to access their home equity now more than ever. Home equity could be the best way to finance home improvements, consolidate debt, make investments, or even large purchases. But don't use your home equity to pay closing costs. Let me pay them instead. Visit rpfunding.com or call 855-773-8634, 855-773-8634.
Terms and conditions apply. See website NMLS 701-68, Equal Housing.
Hey Magic fans, here's a pass that always leads to a score. Buy or renew a qualifying Walt Disney World annual pass at Amway Center this season and score a free Orlando Magic Nike Swingman jersey in the color of your choice. One annual pass gets you a year of theme park magic at all four Walt Disney World parks and an Orlando Magic jersey. That's twice the magic. Visit the Orlando Magic team shop at Amway Center or orlandomagic.com/annual pass for more information.
At Mountain Dew, we say here's to the doers.
The people who know you gotta do what you gotta do.
Who do it big.
Then do it bigger.
Who don't just watch.
So if there's something you wanna do,
here's a little advice.
Grab yourself an ice cold Mountain Dew.
And get to it.
That's right. Get going.
Get started.
Stand up.
Jump up.
Grab hold of it.
Work it out.
Grind it out.
Get stoked.
Get passionate.
And do it.
Don't ask how you should do it.
Don't ask if it can be done.
Because there are those who don't.
And those who do.
Let's do.
Let's do.
Let's do.
Let's do the do.
Advent Health and Southwest Airlines are teaming up to provide Magic fans the opportunity to catch a game on the road this season in one of three destinations: Houston, Denver, or Milwaukee. One grand prize winner will receive two tickets to a game in the selected city, airfare, lodging, and $200 in spending money. 5 second prize winners will receive 20,000 Southwest Airlines Rapid Rewards bonus points. For more information and to enter, visit orlandomagic.com/getaway. That's orlandomagic.com/getaway.
Aaron Gordon takes a handoff, comes down the baseline, got to the top and rammed it home. Back-to-back dunks, Orlando. This is a three-point game.
Hi, this is Orlando Magic head coach Steve Clifford. Since day one, the Orlando Magic have trusted the professionals at Jewett Orthopedic Clinic to keep us in the game. We not only think they are the best orthopedic group in Orlando, we think they are the best throughout the NBA. So go where the pros go and get back in the game with Jewett Orthopedic Clinic. Jewett Orthopedic Clinic, the official team physicians for your Orlando Magic.
This is DJ Augustine of the Orlando Magic. You're listening to Magic Drive Time on Orlando's sports leader, 96.9 The Game.
DJ Augustine, a big fan of the program, Jake. Big fan of the program. And in fact, I would be shocked if he's not. If he's in his car, he's listening. May not be in his car, but if he's in his car, he's listening to this here program.
Media day liners do not lie.
No.
Do not lie.
They do not lie. They do not lie. Magic fans, here's a pass that always leads to a score. Buy or renew a qualifying Walt Disney World annual pass at Amway Center this season and score a free Orlando Magic Nike Swingman jersey in the color of your choice. One annual pass gets you a year of theme park magic at all four Disney World parks and an Orlando Magic jersey. That's twice the magic. Visit the Magic Team Shop at Amway Center or orlandomagic.com/annual pass. For more information, Jake, I'm going to speak in hypotheticals here. Hypothetically, if I were to be in a survivor pool, mm-hmm. and if I were to hypothetically have had Philip Rivers and the Los Angeles Chargers last night as my last resort because I didn't have Baltimore, maybe had already taken New England, I am out, hypothetically, if I were to have been in such a thing. I did not see that coming, and I'm salty today about it.
Two things. First of all, I would think a lot of people got knocked out with that Jets-Cowboys game.
Yes, and I knew that could happen, and I avoided it, and I was so proud of myself.
Does Philip Rivers, can he throw? Doesn't he look like Uncle Rico?
He does.
He chicken wings it. I know. And I've always loved the guy, but
the guy doesn't win.
That team's a mess, and he doesn't win. He's on the back. I mean, he's about ready for the 19th hole. I mean, I think he's about done.
I think you're right. And by all accounts, he's a terrific individual, great human being and all that, but that's fine. But that doesn't help me or make me less angry right now.
Hypothetically.
Could that have been a team? I think about that team with him when you had Antonio Gates and you had LaDainian Tomlinson. Is that a team? Would we be thinking completely different about that franchise if it wasn't for the New England Patriots and the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Arguably. And it's funny. I mean, if you go all the way back, people blamed Marty Schottenheimer at the beginning of Philip Rivers' career for you know those postseason failures. Yeah, I mean,
and
I
Norv
think
Turner. Norv Turner got nailed for a lot of that too.
I think probably they would have been, you know, at least a Super Bowl contender at some point.
Sure,
had your Patriots not existed, but I'm not sure they ever would have gotten over the hump. Like, I just don't trust. I don't trust the entire franchise, let alone Philip Rivers.
Yes, tell me your pain on a 0 to 10. When you hear the name Freddie Kitchens, your pain threshold is a what's the number?
Well, thankfully, my employment has kept me from seeing the last two Browns games.
That's right.
Because we've had
games on them.
So I've been keeping an eye on Twitter. They did cut the Vikings-Eagles game finished early, and they did cut to the Browns game in studio yesterday, locally here. So I got to watch the last couple minutes of it, which was just great. I mean, that made my Sunday.
That's what you want to see there.
I've been saying it's going to take a while. It's not going to happen overnight. We're all putting the cart before the horse over the course of the summer. And look, coaches improve. And so I'm not willing to quit on him just yet. But he is... Boy, he's got a lot of learning to do. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, well, we'll see how that plays out, and not going to get any easier. They got to buy and come back and play my New England Patriots. There will be much talk of this game in the coming weeks. There's no question about that. We're going to look right past the New York Jets. Currently 6-0, as Ben and I smile. Jake, I think this Magic team, you'd like for them to have played better in the last two games, and certainly the way they started 3-0, you started to see a little sign of slippage against the Atlanta Hawks. You hoped that they would correct it when they came home against Boston, jumped out to a huge lead. Same thing with Philadelphia. Next thing you know, it's 22-11, 40-25. Could never climb out of that hole. I'm not excusing it. I'm not saying it's okay. I feel like I'm looking at a team that's ready for these games to count. Done with training camp, done with preseason, but to Cliff's point, you can't flip a switch.
Right.
You have to play a certain way, and as Josh Robbins said, you have to play with the purpose of play. And I would like to see, and I would expect to see, a much better performance on the 17th.
That was a busy week. I mean, four games in six nights or seven nights, and in the preseason, I think that's a little bit unheard of. So they might actually need a couple days off. I realize it's the beginning of a long season. You would hope that you don't have tired legs just yet.
Right.
But
some guys coming off long summers, right?
Well, absolutely. And I think you saw, certainly, you know, when you're without Vooch on Friday, both nights, without Ross and Fournier yesterday, like, I think you understand where some of the offensive problems came from. And that was what, I mean, they shot 31% from the field on Friday night. Like, that ain't going to cut it. And Vooch isn't going to fix that 100%.
Right.
But I do think, like Josh was saying, he sort of puts everybody in their place on the offensive side of the ball. And when you need a bucket, you know that you can go to him. So I think there were some problems that cropped out of there. But the turnovers that we saw the first three games that you didn't see on Friday and Sunday, and the defensive activity, that's the stuff that Coach Cliff was talking about last night. That's what needs to be consistent night in and night out, regardless of who's out on the floor. You know, active hands and defensive intensity is just a matter of effort. So hopefully that's what we see, you know. You can't flick the switch, but hopefully you see a little bit more in the tune-up against Miami on Thursday night, and hopefully they're ready by next Wednesday.
And you can understand the 94 points. You probably would expect that with those main three guys out. In fact, I think you did well to get to 94 without three of your main guys, but to give up 126, that is never going to sit well for Steve Clifford. He is never going to like, especially what you established at the end of last year. The last thing I'll say real quick before we duck out to a break, Markel seems to be in a good place, Jake. We talk about this more and more, and you get more and more excited. Okay, the performance will be what it is until he gets fully comfortable. But, man, this guy is comfortable, and he's loving where he's at right now.
You think he was a little extra juiced up yesterday?
I think so, and deservedly so.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I just love the fact that now all of a sudden the storylines are, you know, we're checking off those boxes.
Yes.
First couple games out of the way. He got his first visit with the Sixers out of the way.
Right.
Now he can just focus on hooping.
Let's just play.
It looked like yesterday, I mean, God, the idea of him out in transition with some of the weapons that the Magic have running on the wings with him, it's going to be a lot of fun.
I've had a lot of people, former players, professionals, front office people, telling me how good he looks, how smooth he looks with the basketball. Don't worry about the other stuff. It'll come. But he looks good and he looks comfortable. That'll do it for Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Have a great night, everybody. We're back tomorrow, 6 o'clock, right here on 96.9 The Game.
Our Magic never compromise on the court. And Magic fans don't have to compromise when it comes to diamonds, engagement rings, and fine jewelry. You always get more at International Diamond Center. IDC is Florida's leading jeweler, recognized statewide for excellence in every category, selection, value, and trust. And that's why we've been named Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic again this year. So come visit one of our 8 showrooms across the state or 24/7 at shopidc.com/gomagic. International Diamond Center, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
This is Jonathan Isaac from the Orlando Magic, celebrating big wins and the work that gets you there. For those who use disappointments, turning them into opportunities to learn, to grow, and to thrive. For those who rise every day with the sole purpose of improving on who they were yesterday. The experts at Advent Health support you for proving we all have the power to rise to any challenge. Advent Health. Feel whole.